All right, so we're standing outside a holy fest, Hindu holy fest. Let's read some scriptures from the holy word of God that warns us about strange gods and idols. Genesis 35, 2. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you. Be clean and change your garments. Yeah, God abhors idol worship. Deuteronomy 32, 16. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger. Yeah, God's going to get angry with your false gods and your false ways. Joshua 24, 23. Now therefore put away, he said, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. There you go. Incline your heart. Have a ready mind, prothumia, for the truth of God. 2 Chronicles 14:3, for he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and broke down the images and cut down the groves. Yeah, some of the prophets and the men of old were trying to rid Israel of all their idolatry, like America and the world is full of idolatry today. Jeremiah 5:19, and it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shall thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that are not yours. Yeah, that's like Israel going into Egypt and being prisoners. That's like America losing all of their, or starting to lose their so-called rights because they don't honor the one true God and his ways. They honor a patriotic false god, their flesh, all types of false ways. Let's go to the New Testament, Acts 7:41. They made a calf in those days and ordered sacrifice unto the idol and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Yeah, this is the culture. The culture all around us here in America and the world in these modern days rejoice in the works of their own hands, making idols, whether it be sports, politics, religious idols, money idols. There's many things that are idols before a holy God. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. So Paul gives us a list of those that aren't going to inherit the kingdom of God. You have to repent and turn from those things. 1 Corinthians 12:2. Know ye that ye were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Yeah, so the Gentiles got swept away into false ways as well. Ephesians 5:5. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God of man. So that's why we stand outside these Hindu places, could be any other false place with false gods. We want to warn people, you're being deceived following after false gods. It's going to mean your wrath and your judgment. There's only one name under heaven by which you must be saved. Acts 4:12, Jesus Christ. 1 Thess 1:9. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the one true living God, or serve the living and true God. Yeah, there's one true God. Are you going to serve him and find eternal life, or are you going to serve false gods and find God's wrath to come because of his anger, his jealousy, his wrath, his mercy, his justice? Oh, he does have mercy, and if you cry out, you'll get it. But if you stay in your ways, his justice and his wrath will be revealed. 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourself from idols. And again, an idol is anything that takes you from your focus on God. Could be your 401k, could be your family, your children, your grandchildren, could be your hunting cabin. Yeah, really. Could be Hindu gods. Anything that takes you away from the one true Most High God is an idol. Let's go to the book of Revelation. You say, oh, well, all those warnings of idols were mostly Old Testament. Not true. I just read you New Testament. Now let's go to Revelation, the future. Revelation 14, 9 and 11. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out among the mixture of cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receive the mark of his name. Yeah, there's going to be a false one world religion in the future. The Antichrist is going to rule over it, and that is going to be part of, I believe, Roman Catholicism, Islam, Hinduism, all of these religions melting together to force and create a false one world faith. Revelation 21:8. I'm standing in the street as I'm reading these. Hopefully you can hear me. Holding gospel signs outside this Hindu false occult festival. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So I talk about this all the time. The first death is a physical death. Almost everyone's going to face that unless you're alive when Christ returns. But the second death, God's wrath and punishment in eternal fire, we don't have to face. Christ will take our wrath if we repent via the gospel, his shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, clinging to Christ in repentance, coming out of every false way and sin, be born from above by the Spirit of God, which leads you to holiness and obedience, coming out of false religion like Hinduism and any other false faith like American Christianity, Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Jehovah's Witness. Name the denomination. It's an idol before God. He didn't create it. And you must endure in the faith. That's the biblical gospel. And one more verse, Revelation 22:14-16. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and enter through the gates into the city. That's the New Jerusalem. That's heaven. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters. Hey, they keep showing up, don't they? And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Yeah, a million Hindu gods. That's a lie. The false Jesus of Roman Catholicism. That's a lie. The false gospel around evangelicalism. Faith alone, grace alone. That's a lie. And he said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root of the offspring of David and the bright and the morning star. So just some scripture verses to help you see the danger of false gods like Hinduism and all these other false faiths in America and around the world that anger a holy God. But if you'll submit yourself to Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, and conform your life, as I told a lady that just walked by, you have to conform your life to God's word and ways, not your own word, not your own ways, not your own flavor. And that's why we stand out at these places, to stand in the broad road to destruction and warn people of the wrath of God that's coming. I hope that was edifying to you. We'll see what else goes on at this Preach Exposing Hindu Holy Fest in Wausau, Wisconsin. God be praised.